Welcome to Masechta Shavuos, Perek Vav, Mishnah Zayin, Chapter 6, Mishnah 7. Here's a brief introduction so that the Mishnah is easier to understand. The halacha is that if, let's say, somebody lends his friend money, and he takes a collateral, he takes a mashkin is a collateral. The halacha is that the lender becomes a shomer sachar. He gets the status of a paid watchman pertaining to the mashkin, the object, the collateral that he has in his property. So therefore, the halacha is, if it's nignav or nevad, let's say the mashkin, the collateral, is stolen or it's lost, then the malva has to pay like every shomer sachar, like every paid watchman. If, let's say, the mashkin was worth exactly the same amount of the chayiv, that means the collateral is worth exactly the same amount of the loan, then halacha is that if he loses it, if the lender loses it, so then now the loan is totally gone because it was worth the same amount, and therefore the whole situation's over, zay gezunt. Let's say the loan is worth more than the actual mashkin, then the borrower has to pay the malva, the difference between the collateral and the money that he owes him. Let's say the collateral was worth more than the actual loan, then the lender has to pay to the borrower the differential, the difference between them. Now, however, if let's say the mashkin, something, an oinus happens to it, something out of one's control happens to it, so the halacha is that the lender is now like a shomer sachar, he's like a paid watchman, and he's pater from oinus, he doesn't have to pay for it. Nevertheless, the malva, the lender, has to swear that an actual oinus, that something accidental happened to it, and then he can collect his entire chayv, he can collect the entire loan. So let's see the Mishnah. Says the Mishnah, Mavas chaver la mashkin. Somebody lends his friend money, and the borrower gives him a collateral. Vavada mashkin. And now the collateral gets lost, or it gets stolen. So now, like we said in the introduction, the malva really has to pay the loiva. The lender has to pay the borrower. Amar loi. And now the malva, the lender, says to the loiva, to the borrower, Sela hil visicha lav. I lent you a full sela for the mashkin that you gave me. By the way, just so we should know this, because we need this for the rest of the Mishnah, a sela is 2 shkalim, which is 4 dinar. And now he continues and he says, v'shekel hayashava, that the mashkin was worth a full shekel. Therefore, you still have to pay me the differential, which is 1 shekel. Valoimer, and the borrower says, loiki, that's not how it was. Ela sela hil visani, ela v'sela hayashava. The collateral was worth the value of the loan, 1 sela. Therefore, I don't have to give you anything. Says the Mishnah, Pater, the borrower does not have to make a shvuah because he's a kofer hakol. He's denying in total that which the lender is claiming from him. However, says the Mishnah, let's say the lender says to the borrower, Sela hil visicha alav, I lent you a sela, and there was a mashkin, and there was a collateral, v'shekel hayashava, and the collateral was worth a shekel, which is 2 dinar. And the borrower says, no, you lent me a sela, and the mashkin was worth 3 dinar. So therefore, all I owe you is 1 dinar. Chayiv, in that situation, the borrower has to swear, because he's a moed b'miksas. He partially admitted. In this situation, the Gemara actually adds that in this situation, the malva, the lender, will also have to swear that the mashkin, he no longer has the mashkin, he no longer has the collateral, because we're concerned that maybe he just decided to pocketed. We'll see at the end of the Mishnah if they both swear, who swears first. Continues the Mishnah. If the borrower says to the lender, Sela hel visani, love, you lent me 1 sela for the mashkin, and the mashkin was worth 2 sloim, and therefore you're obligated to pay me 1 sela. It was worth more than the loan. Valoimer, and the lender says, Laiki, not true. Ela sela visicha, love, sela hayashava. The collateral was exactly the amount of the loan, 1 sela. Pater, in that situation, the malva, the lender, doesn't have to make a shvua because he's a kofer hakol. He's totally denying. However, let's say the lender says, Sela hil visani alav ushtayim hayashave. You let me a sela, and it was actually only worth 2. Vehaloimer, and the lender says, Loiki, ela sela hil visicha alav. I agree with you that I lent you a sela. Vechamisho dinarim hayashave. And the mashkin was worth 5 dinar. Therefore, I'm obligated to give you 1 dinar back. Chayiv, in that situation, the malva, the lender, has to swear that he doesn't have that the mashkin was worth the value that he's saying that it is, because he's a moed b'miksas, because he partially admits. Says the Mishnah, Umi Nishma. Let's say we have a situation where both of them have to swear, the lender and the borrower. So like we said previously, if the borrower admits partially how much the mashkin was worth, and the lender also has to swear that the mashkin, the object, is not his property, who swears first? Says the Mara, says the Mishnah, Mishapi Kadin, that's the one that the collateral is supposed to be by, which actually is the Malva. He swears first that the mashkin is not in his property, and then afterwards the loiva has to swear how much the mashkin was worth, how much the collateral was worth. Why, says the Mishnah, interesting. Because if you make the borrower swear first how much the mashkin was worth, maybe the malva will pull out of his pocket the actual collateral and say, you lied to me. And then it comes out that it's a chilul shem shamayim, it's a disgrace that the court doesn't have justice. Therefore, the halacha is, we make the malva swear first, the lender swear first, and only afterwards the borrower swears. Wishing you a fantastic, amazing day and a wonderful upcoming week.